Mesopotamian Diary Number 7 by Yuki. I'm 36 now, old and weak, and I have recently found my long-ago diary. Well, notebook. I have decided to write in it for the last time, since I don't have much time left in my life. Just kidding. I think I can still stay alive for another 10 years. I'm still the old Emma, still stubborn, still invent stuff, only older. Nella is still my friend, and my younger sister Una is married, since she's already 24. My brother Hubert has died, but his wife, my sister-in-law Teha, is still alive. She seemed stronger after my brother left, considering that she didn't shut herself inside a room and cry from suicide. A lot of women do that when their husbands die. Teha just shedded a tear. I guess that's because she still has a family to raise. Una, my son, who's just 3 at the time, and I all depend on her. That was years ago, but I still remember it like it was only yesterday. Okay, no more sad things. I guess I'll talk about my inventions. In the past 15 years, I haven't invented much. Let's just talk about my best one yet, in my point of view. No, not paperless, nor alphabet, nor paint. My best invention is pencils. I've discovered this material to write with 5 years ago. Although it is easier to write with compared to mud or paint, it often dirties my hands. That is why I wrapped it in some thin wood pieces. It worked out perfectly. I liked it very much, but it needs improvement. Maybe I could wrap it inside a wood chunk, or find a way to clear it. I don't know. Maybe someone would improve on it, meaning the pencil, a few thousand years later. Many things have changed in the past 10 years. More and more people became inventors. In the year which Queen Eridu ruled, a young man named Hubert, not my brother, invented the invention that changed all Sumerians' lives once and for all. He invented the wheel. I know it sounds like a really big thing, but actually, it's just a round circle with sticks, so-called axles, in it. Don't get me wrong, I don't not like it. I mean, I practically love it, and I'm not jealous of its inventor. It is very helpful in our daily lives, and it makes life a whole lot easier. Before this wheel showed up, we Sumerians used sledges for transportation. As a pottery maker, I admit that the sledge wasn't exactly the best idea, especially for Gorn Morton. The cart, which is simply a sledge plus top plus wheels, moves much faster than a sledge, and yokes were invented to help the donkeys, onagers, and oxen move it more easily, also invented by the not my brother Hubert. Sometimes, adults need to learn from younger men. P.S. If you happen to find this book, know that it belongs to a Sumerian 5,000 years ago.